Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols back with you, and thanks so much for joining us. And we welcome to our microphones Gretchen Gutierrez. She is the CEO of the Desert Valleys Builders Association. We are here talking about some important things that all the local chambers of commerce pretty much are on board with. Gretchen, great to have you here. Welcome.
Good morning, Gene. Thank you for having us.
As the CEO of the Desert Valleys Builders Association, a trade association that is dealing with new construction and development overall throughout this vast territory, parts of Riverside and Imperial counties, we all need to do our part, understand we're all in this together, and we have to be concerned about this ongoing pandemic.
We certainly do. We are considered an essential business service to the communities of home building. And one of the challenges we're having is, as we've started to reopen the economies and reopening the industries across the valley here in Eastern Riverside County and Imperial County to a limited degree, we're seeing that folks are continuing to go out and social gather. They're not wearing masks. They're not keeping their distance. We need to have folks abide and comply with the rules that are out there at this point in time so that we can get more folks back to work, back to the point where they can get together with their friends and family and get things such as school started hopefully in the fall or as soon thereafter as we can. But we'd like to have folks be obeying the rules that we have out there for their health and safety at this point in time.
So the Desert Valleys Builders Association, along with the Thousand Palms Chamber of Commerce and the chambers from Rancho Mirage, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Desert Business Association, and the Greater Coachella Valley Chamber of Commerce, all teaming up on getting a message out that, folks, you really have to do this, because if we don't do this sooner, we're going to be doing it a lot later than we even want to, right?
That's correct. We can't continue to open industries and businesses and restaurants and bars and all those fun places that we'd all like to go and visit and then shortly thereafter have to close them down again. We can't continue to do openings and closings. We need to work together, get healthy together so that we can get back together and move forward, getting our economy and everybody back out and available throughout the community.
So wear a mask in all public settings and gatherings. And I would imagine, too, once we loosened up some of the restrictions, Gretchen, it seems to me that a lot of folks started having more of these kind of family and friends get-togethers, and that could be a big reason why we've seen quite an increase in the spread of this of late.
Certainly. That's one thing that we are seeing here in Eastern Riverside County right at the moment is more family and friends social type gatherings, not necessarily obviously in restaurants or in other big venue settings type of situation, but those family backyard barbecues or those hikes to the park. If you're going to go and do them, wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart. You don't need to have everybody there. We know we're all missing our important family milestones or gatherings, but for right now, we still need to keep socially distant, and we need to keep with just the folks that you're currently living with as your immediate points of contact.
And put those hands of yours in some soap and water as often as you can and scrub away for at least 20 seconds each time you do it.
Exactly. And the one thing I heard about doing that for 20 seconds is hum or sing happy birthday to yourself. And that gets you 20 seconds of hand washing if you complete the entire song. So that's a good way to know if you've hand washed for 20 seconds.
We have a tendency to think that we're doing it for longer than we actually are.
Well, and I'm not sure where it came from, but somebody figured out happy birthday, sing the whole song, all the verse. That gets you the 20 seconds. So something to keep in mind. I think we've all probably been a little remiss with that, but it is just a cute little ditty to sing along with as you're standing there washing your hands and making sure you're keeping your germs to yourself and getting rid of them.
Avoid all other people. Stay at least 6 feet away from them, or maybe even 60 feet might be a little bit safer, because a lot of people are still, to this day, I see people sneezing and coughing and not necessarily covering up their mouth or their nose, certainly not with a tissue. I do see people sneezing into the elbow, which is better than nothing. But really, we need to start really being a little bit more conscientious when it comes to that type of hygiene, don't we?
Yes, certainly. We definitely want to have the spread of this virus being contained. So if you are feeling sick, if you do have the sniffles, if you start to sneeze, yes, obviously use a handkerchief and dispose of it. Please don't sneeze on each other. Don't cough on each other. Obviously, we are not shaking hands or hugging either. So we need to definitely keep our distance, the 6 feet apart from each other. We definitely need to be wearing masks. We definitely need to be washing our hands. And we definitely need to take care to prevent the continued spread. And whether it's sneezing or coughing or just simply wearing the mask, all of those things need to be vigilantly maintained.
We are talking with Gretchen Gutierrez, CEO of the Desert Valleys Builders Association, teaming up with a number of chambers of commerce throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond, urging people to wear face masks and maintain at least 6 feet space between you and someone else. We should be disinfecting things that we touch, not necessarily because we're worried about ourselves, but because somebody else might have touched them and we don't really know where that other person is. But even doorknobs and remote controls and, you know, even those smartphones, yikes.
Yes, I typically wipe off my smartphone a couple of times a day just because I started doing it before this even happened. You know, women tend to have facial makeup on and things, so, and that will transfer over. If you're sharing a phone with someone, if you're sharing a phone at home or remote controls at home, every once in a while, wipe them off, okay? It certainly doesn't hurt. You don't have to go high-tech with your disinfecting of things. Simple soap and water is good on a lot of things. You just need to be cognizant of what you're touching. When you go in a store, please don't touch everything that you're looking at. If you have a list of your products that you're going in to buy or your shopping list at the grocery store, you don't need to touch everything in that section of an aisle. Reach in, get your item, put it in your bag, and get out the door. That's what you need to be doing. So,
in short, we are really re-scrambling and reorganizing the way we live, because these are a lot of things that we never considered in the past and maybe just took for granted our lifestyle. But we have to change a lot of things, and probably not just for the pandemic, but maybe long-term beyond it.
I think we're going to see a shift in a lot of things long term. I think we will see less and less in-person contact, which is unfortunate. And as a society and as individuals and human beings, we need to be able to see folks in person. We don't need to do everything electronic and distance learning. There's a huge disconnect. There's the emotional connection that you need to be making with folks, whether it's your family, your friends, your coworkers, general community folks. You definitely need to have in-person time with each person. The problem we're having at this point, because we are doing in-person things, we're continuing to not manage the health issues. So we have to find a middle ground between putting everyone back to work, back into the community, back to play, back to school, back to socializing, as well as keeping everyone healthy and safe. So will this change some of the things we see as we move forward? Certainly. I think we'll see some major shifts in how we have seating in various indoor venues, whether it's in restaurants and dining as we're dealing with right now, movie theaters, trying to figure out how to make those be functional and financially stable, even national sports events and things like that. How will those look going forward? I think there's going to be some changes, and it's going to take some time to evolve having those changes come forward. But everyone's going to have a little patience. That's the one thing we're urging folks to do, is have a little patience still at this point. But do the things that you're being asked to do to get everyone back healthy and safe, so that then we can go back out into our communities and go back to being together again.
And finally, Gretchen, when we're talking about wearing a mask, it doesn't have to be a formal medical type of mask or an N95 type mask. Mine is fashioned out of an old T-shirt that I cut up and did the straps accordingly, and it's super comfortable, and I think I look pretty rad with it on.
Well, you're correct. It doesn't have to be an N95 mask. It can be even the paper mask that you can purchase pretty much frequently in the grocery stores now or in any drugstore. I'm seeing them popping up all over the place right at this point in time. I have a friend who's a mechanic who wears a bright orange T-shirt every day. His girlfriend cut the sleeves off, and that's what she made him one. He pulls it over his head, and he pulls it up, and it goes over his nose, over his mouth, and down over his neck, and it tucks it back into the top of his shirt. So he's continuing to stay color coordinated. To go with his shirt color that he wears every day at his office and at his job, he now has his face mask the exact same color. And he's quite proud of it. He's posted pictures of it. So you can be very inventive. There's a number of videos out there on how to make them, but by all means, wear them. If you're feeling sick and you are uncomfortable with wearing a mask, please don't go out. Stay home. There are services and there are agencies available to help folks get food to you, get supplies to you, get medical needs to you. We have various programs throughout the valley that can be of assistance to that. But for years, we've had a rule: no shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, the new component is no mask. So it's something we're going to have to incorporate into our day-to-day living, and it's something that we're just going to have to look at using long-term. That's where it is.
Shirts, shoes, and masks required at the front door.
That's it. That's the signage that you'll now see throughout the communities here in the Coachella Valley, is signage on businesses, restaurants, when the bars reopen, et cetera. Every place is going to have a sign on it that will say, no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service. So folks in the community are going to have to understand it's just going to become part of our way of life. You know, we've lived with the shirts and shoes message for a number of years. No one questions that. We now have to incorporate masks as part of that compliance and working forward to be getting healthy and getting back together.
Gretchen Gutierrez has been my guest, the CEO of the Desert Valleys Builders Association. Gretchen, thanks so much. Great to catch up with you. And hopefully everyone will hear this message one more time at least and comply.
Well, thank you for having us.
Great to have you here. My guest has been Gretchen Gutierrez, CEO of the Desert Valleys Builders Association, teaming up with local chambers of commerce on a message to maintain your space at least 6 feet from other people and always wear that face mask when you're out in public. I'm Gene Nichols.